Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says all Americans should be vigilant over the July 4th holiday weekend. In a Senate hearing, he acknowledged growing public anxiety after the deadly attacks in Istanbul. He also advised people to keep their plans and enjoy the holiday. And with the holiday right around the corner, fire officials providing some safety tips for those who want to light off fireworks where it's legal. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero reports live.
Captain Mark Dooley of the Des Moines Fire Department says there are some rules to follow to make sure everyone enjoys the weekend safely.
If children are using them, kids are using them, they should always be supervised by an adult if they're using the sparklers.
Captain Dooley says everyone needs to make sure that they're only using fireworks that are legal in their state. He says folks need to make sure that they have a bucket of water or sand to dispose of the hot tips of the fireworks after they're used. Dooley suggests using the fireworks on sidewalks or driveways and avoid the grass. Dry grass catches fire easier and the fire can spread quickly. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And this is USA Radio News. Get breaking news at usaradio.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Transgender people can now serve openly in the United States military. Defense Secretary Ash Carter lifting the ban and said the Pentagon needs access to 100% of the population to find the best people for the armed forces. In a Pentagon briefing, Carter saying there are about 2,500 transgender troops on active duty in the military right now. The U.S. State Department identifies a 13-year-old Jewish girl who was stabbed to death in her bed by a 17-year-old Palestinian terrorist. Says that that girl was an American citizen.
The child, identified as LL Yaffa Ariel, was asleep in the bedroom of the family's West Bank home when the attacker, who was later shot and killed by authorities, broke in. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a difficult time trying to understand why the 13-year-old girl was stabbed to death.
Why would any person do this? You don't murder a sleeping child for peace, to protest a policy you don't like. You do this because you've been brainwashed. You've been brainwashed by a warped ideology that teaches you that this child isn't human.
I'm John Clemens.
A new study finds the Zika virus can cause more types of brain damage in babies than just small heads and brains. In a report released this week, researchers in Brazil found that 20% of babies were born with normal-sized heads but had severe brain damage that was not evident until the child was older. This is USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 5 p.m. Some of the storms could be severe, and increasing clouds will be eminent throughout the day with a high near 84 degrees. South winds will be between 8 and 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 3 a.m. Some storms could be severe with large hail and damaging winds. Mostly cloudy with a low around 60 degrees, and the southwesterly winds will be between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%. On Saturday, we have sunny skies and a high near 82. Northwesterly winds will be between 7 and 10 miles per hour. Saturday evening, mostly clear and a low around 56 degrees. Westerly winds will be around 5 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the evening. Sunday, sunny skies and a high near 85 degrees. Calm winds becoming westerly between 5 and 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. On Sunday evening, partly sunny, cloudy skies with a low around 61. And on Monday, Independence Day, your 4th of July, hope you don't have to work, partly sunny skies and a high near 85. Monday evening, a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m., then a chance of showers after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 64. And the chance of precipitation, if you're looking for fireworks, is 30%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning from 10 to 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show, and very happy to welcome this morning as our guest, Carrie Fellows, who is Executive Director of the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Susan.
It's so good to have you on the show. Carrie and I work on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce's Community Day together, and we just had that. That was a great event.
It was fun. That was a fun day.
And now we're working on Salsa Night 2016 together. The Cultural and Heritage Commission is a sponsor. Thank you so much, Carrie.
We're delighted to sponsor Salsa Night. It's a super program.
Well, we're down to the wire, I guess, two more weeks,
yeah.
and we're there. So with your help, we have so improved it. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on. But we really want to know, what is the Cultural and Heritage Commission? I know, because, again, working with you, getting all your emails, I don't think people realize, first of all, the magnitude of what we have to offer in Hunterdon County, both in history, but also in artistry and musicians. And we are just ripe with incredibly talented artists.
We certainly are. Hunterdon County is really a kind of a cultural and historical I don't really want to say breeding ground, but it's a but it is an incubator for really great. And we've got great history in our built environment with the buildings that we have here and the things that have occurred over our county's history. But also, it's such a beautiful place to live. Artists just flock to Hunterdon County because there's uninterrupted beauty, light. There's rivers. There's great food. It's, you know, it's all the ingredients that kind of support creative thinking.
When I moved here, I have to say I love that image because Hunterdon County, and I came dragging and kicking to New Jersey, and I thought, what? And this is just heaven, absolutely heaven to work, to live, to play. I always say that. But you're right. You could be driving along, I don't care where you are, and pull off to the side, go to the shoulder. You can take out your box of acrylics, set up your easel, and you have something to paint. It is amazing, absolutely amazing.
It really is. It's such a beautiful area. There are actually a lot of plein air events around. You know, Red Mill does one every spring, and they do one down in Stockton, I think, as well. So it's a great place for artists. It's just super.
And also history, because when we've had people come, last year we had our friends from Australia come. And, you know, sometimes you get so used to, I went to school in New York City, I lived there. You know, you didn't go to the historical sites unless you had somebody coming because, you know, so
right,
what,
yeah,
the empires.
You never go to the places in your own backyard until you have guests.
Right, exactly. And I thought, you know, they're going to think this little hamlet, if you will, and they couldn't get enough. I mean, the river towns, Main Street, Flemington, the amount of history that was there, the photo ops. I was so happy. And plus, you always learn something new when you're bringing somebody else along.
Sure, sure. I did two tours of the historic courthouse this week with people who are from out of state. So it's, yeah, everybody wants to see where the Lindbergh baby trial happened.
That is amazing. Absolutely. And I was fortunate enough to see the enactment before it ended. So that was awesome. I hope they bring that back. I thought that was a fantastic event.
Yeah, that all happened before I arrived in Hunterdon.
Oh, really?
But I've heard wonderful stories about it. It sounds like it was really special.
It really was, and I'm just surprised they haven't continued it. But just seeing the courthouse, and of course, we incorporate the courthouse for Salsa Night. It's just, I don't know. It just is this anchor.
It makes a great stage for downtown.
It's awesome.
It makes a great stage. I mean, the images every year of performance events that happen on the courthouse steps, it's a natural little amphitheater. It's just really, really spectacular setting.
So tell me about the commission in terms of all these wonderful things. How do you bring all of this together? That's like crazy.
Well, I'll start at the beginning, and I'll keep the boring part short, I promise. The commission is a unit of county government. It was created by state statute in 1971 when state government decided that this was a real need. So every county has a commission, whether or not they're active. Ours is very active. We have 9 members who are appointed by the Board of Chosen Freeholders. All of the commission members should have expertise in either the arts or history or both. We have several members who cover both areas. And the goal is to create a culturally and geographically diverse and representative commission so that we have members from the northern part of the county and the southern part of the county and everything in between. And our mission is to recommend and administer programs to increase visibility and impact of local and county history, the arts, and culture. And we also serve as advisory board to the Board of Chosen Freeholders. And to help support our mission, we also seek available government funds to develop and support our programs. So that's the nuts and bolts of who we are. And in 2014, the Chosen Freeholders hired me to come on as executive director, the first executive director of the commission. And that was a big first, or one of the first steps in the county economic development strategy, which is to really plan for the county's future by putting into place some people with professional skills to help forward the county so that it can grow and continue to thrive and not get caught in a downward spiral.
And that is so important because I'm a big proponent of what the freeholders are doing with the SEDS, the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategies. And what people, I think, sometimes miss is the bowl of ingredients to make all this happen, to make the overall long-term success happen. And in a day and age when funding has been cut with the recession and with, you know, arts and culture being the last thing on the totem pole, that's a tough nut to crack as executive director,
it is, number one.
Yeah. But two, it's really so important to that economic development strategy because if I'm going to go to a place, if I'm going to set up shop, if I'm going to live at a place, what are the added benefits? You know, I just don't want to go to work in a very sort of sterile environment. I don't want to just simply go to the 32 multiplex movie theater, you know, for my entertainment. What makes a town enjoyable, not just to attract tourists, but to retain the people who want to live there? And I think that's all in your lap.
Absolutely. A lot of it is. It's quality of life. And the commission offers several grant programs that help support arts, culture, and history in Hunterdon County. That, you know, we do some programming, but really our role is to provide the tools and the funding through the grants that we apply for and receive from state agencies and other entities that allow our local organizations to do what they do and give them the tools to do it better every year.
Well, I know that having gotten your emails that you provide a lot of opportunities, even if you're just sending out information from other places. We're going to take a short break, come back to that, and how people who are in the arts or nonprofits who are running their particular historic site or what have you can get in on this and really get the resources that they need to go forward. So we'll be right back with Carrie in just a few moments.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Huh?
home instead, Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. And you're back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. On Friday mornings, I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline. Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help 24/7, 365 days out of the year, no matter what the need, the challenge, whether it be human needs, resources, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, community information, employment and emergency shelter, suicide prevention. We are social services for Hunterdon and Somerset counties after hours, as well as the hub for The Link. So give us a call 24/7, 908-782-4357, or our 1-800 number, 1-800-272-4630, 1-800-272-4630. In addition to our helpline, we have our own programs and services when collaborating and referring to the other organizations for a more holistic approach to your challenge. Visit us on our website at www.helplinehc.org, www.helplinehc.org. And I'm here today with Carrie Fellows, Executive Director of the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. And I'm like amazed, Carrie, just in the first segment of just the scope, truly, of your job and how you can bring all of this together to support the culture, the heritage of the county, in addition, as we were saying, to the economic development that I know that the freeholders are so wedded to. So how do you do that?
Well, I am starting to work. I'm sure you all have already met Mark Salek, who's our new economic development director, who's been with the county for a couple of months now. The strategy is really his baby now. I'm just a cog in the wheel. But he and I are going to be working together on quite a lot of initiatives, I think, in the future once he gets his feet firmly on the ground. He's running around like a madman these days, meeting everybody and talking to everybody.
I'm supposed to give him an opening on my calendar as well.
Super. Yeah, he's talented guy, and I'm
very
really
personable.
Very personable, and I'm really looking forward to working with him. But what the commission does, as we were saying before the break, is one of our primary functions is to administer some grant programs. And we apply every year to the New Jersey State Council on the Arts for re-granting funds. This is a program that many of the counties in the state participate in through their cultural and heritage commissions or through their arts councils. And
explain re-granting.
Sure.
I think people know grants.
We apply to a grant from the State Arts Council. They then, if we're successful, and so far we have been, we receive grant funds from them. We use a portion of it to support our own activities. For example, the support we're providing to Salsa Night this year is part of our own program activities. But the bulk of it, about this year it was $45,000, is re-granted to applicants in Hunterdon County, and they can be for general operating support. Their mission needs to be specifically arts related. But organizations who have different missions can apply for grants for special projects as long as it's an arts project. So for example, we support a lot of general operating support. We've supported Raritan River Music, which does a concert series every May, every Saturday in May, and they do it's usually classical music, and they do a really nice job of mixing up their venues, and they try very hard to provide a venue that is not only accessible to all residents, but also that has some historic interest.
Nice.
So it's a really nice combination of being able to see fabulous world-class music performed in a local venue that is historic. So that's very fun. I've been to a couple of their concerts, and they've been fantastic. You do not see performers like this outside of New York City. There's a couple of other organizations that we support, the 101 Watercolor Society, which is a small member group. I think their membership dues are $5. They're really inexpensive. And they provide...
Catering to that aspiring artist.
Absolutely. they meet at the county library. So again, the facilities are ADA accessible. And they bring in guest artists that teach workshops. So it's another great opportunity for local residents to take advantage of and just try something out. If they've thought about maybe they would like to try to paint, this is a way to kind of give them the tools and the skills if they want to take that further. Those folks do an art show every year. We help support that through their grant. I think we supported 8 different organizations in 2016, so 7 or 8, but really worthwhile programs that, again, they help support the local organizations, which then provide program content for county residents and visitors to the county as well. A lot of people go to the sawmill exhibit that the Watercolor Society does every July. It's actually coming up in 2 weeks. Is their big exhibition. The other grant program we offer through the commission is a freeholder supported grant. We go after that every year in the county budget, and in 2015 it was a $22,000. $22,500 pot available for re-grantees, and that supports both arts and history projects. Both of our grant programs have slightly different guidelines, and I'm going to be doing some workshops I'll talk a little bit more about later this summer and this fall for each of the grant programs so that potential applicants can get an idea of what they might qualify for and what the grant guidelines are for each program. So,
having submitted a few RFP proposals, that's very important.
It's very important to understand.
Yes, you want to hear it from the horse's mouth and know exactly what you're doing when you're spending so much time trying to get all of that together. So can individuals get a grant?
No, they can't. Individuals cannot apply. They need to be for the local arts program. They are... For organizations, they can be either not-for-profit organizations, and they can also be units of government. Municipal government can apply for the local arts program grants. For the county grants, because Hunterdon County is itself government, it will not fund organizations applying as units of government. So they won't fund municipal organizations. Mm-hmm. For example, a local heritage commission that might be trying to fund, you know, a historic district or something like that. If they're supported by their local municipal government, they wouldn't be eligible. But a historical society that's a 501c3 would be. So, but yeah, neither.
And so through those grants, the individuals are also helped, as you
right.
describe the Watercolor
Certainly.
Society.
Certainly.
No one has to get on the train and go to New York to
right.
get that kind of assistance and
right.
support.
Right. And one of our special projects grant recipients for 2016 is the Hunterdon Art Museum. Hmm. The grant they applied for is the county special projects grants have to be a discrete project. There's not general operating support. It's mm-hmm. a project specific thing with a beginning and an end.
Got it.
And their project is a program that they do with students in Hunterdon County schools. And it's almost every elementary school in the in the county participates.
Wow.
And the kids have an opportunity to submit works of art. Their teacher will choose which ones will be exhibited, and they go to an exhibition every 2 weeks, I believe, at the Hunterdon Art Museum. So that's a really neat thing that benefits our students directly. And it's our pleasure to help support that program with funding for staff and materials. Another one we fund is Roxy Ballet.
Oh, okay. Which, you know, these are two gems of Hunterdon County.
And really important.
The caliber is amazing. That Hunterdon Art Museum that is so contained and quote unquote small is so large in what it gives in terms of art. And the variety, the diversity, the from all over, what you would see in New York. And I have to shout out to Marjorie. She's just, you know, she keeps it going.
She does.
Have to say, she surprises me every time I stop in. And I think that people should stop in more frequently because I don't think they realize that. And the Roxy Ballet, oh my gosh, that's become the Roxy Ballet. Everybody's heard of the Roxy Ballet. Yeah.
They're huge. And you know, I met with Mark Roxy last week, and we were talking about, you know, how to get more art and dance into our citizens' worlds. And he's just so full of energy. And every single time I speak with him, he thanks me because the commission helped them get their start when they were really, really small and has been funding them for years. And now they're doing so well.
They're on the map.
They've got a fantastic studio and they're doing great work.
They really are. I think that, you know, I think about the young people that the freeholders are trying to attract and so forth, and economic development to bring more in. But if we just stopped a moment and counted our blessings, the list is endless of what we have already right here under our noses. And just because of this rural flair, if you will, of Hunterdon County, I think we missed the boat, you know, in terms of knowing what to do on a Saturday or a Sunday when we're off work, or even on our lunch hour, there are opportunities. I remember when we moved here from Virginia, I guess it's 12 years ago, I said to my husband that every weekend was like going away because there was another river town. There was another area to just sit as though I was out on vacation and, you know, in an outdoor cafe or what have you, or go to another cultural site or event. And I said, this, you don't have to go away.
No, you don't. It's all right here.
It is.
People can't believe that this is New Jersey.
Boy, that's the truth. You know, and I have to say, we have to take a break, but I brought Howard's aunt and uncle came for a visit, and we're taking them all around. And every place we visited, they turned to us and said, "So is this Pennsylvania?"
Yeah.
No. We'll be right back after this break.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch going to let career Justice Department officials and the FBI decide whether to bring charges against Hillary Clinton. She'll make that announcement today. She's been under fire all week since meeting privately with former President Bill Clinton. There is an urgent safety alert to tell you about as federal safety regulators urge owners of more than 300,000 older model Honda and Acura cars to stop driving them immediately.
The NHTSA says seven models from 2001 to 2003 are at a significantly high risk of experiencing an airbag inflator explosion and need to be replaced without delay. The vehicles are part of a massive recall involving the Takata airbags, which have been linked to at least 14 deaths and over 100 injuries. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Turkish media says police have detained 11 foreigners in connection with the bombing in Istanbul that killed 44. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie with Daybreak USA. All right, I just returned from a trip, and guess what? My hair looked great. You know why? I actually put my Ovation Cell Therapy into a baggie and brought it with me. And my friend's like, well, they already have, you know, shampoo and conditioner here at the hotel. Like, why do you care that you're using Ovation? Well, you know why I care? Because my hair looks good with Ovation. So whenever I travel, I bring it with me, even if I have to bring it in a baggie. And right now, you can actually join in the Ovation cell therapy movement. Load up your shopping cart with all of the Ovation products, from formulas designed for any type of hair to styling products, conditioners, and vitamins, and get 20% off your entire cart. That's right. Right now, for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire cart. And new customers get another introductory discount on top of that when you select Angie Austin with Daybreak USA at checkout. So go to ovationhair.com. Go to ovationhair.com. You'll love it. Ovationhair.com.
The weather forecast for Hunterdon County and the surrounding areas includes showers and thunderstorms, likely after 5 p.m. today. Some of the storms could be severe, increasing clouds later in the day with a high near 84 and south winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Tonight we have scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 a.m., and some storms could be severe, with large hail and damaging winds, mostly cloudy skies and a high around 60 degrees. Saturday, sunny with a high near 82 and winds between 7 and 10 miles per hour. Saturday evening, mostly clear, a low around 56. And Sunday, sunny skies with a high near 85, calm winds between 5 and 7 miles in the afternoon. Sunday evening, partly cloudy, a low around 61. And Monday, the 4th of July, Independence Day, partly sunny skies and a high near 85. There will be a chance of showers in the evening, but hopefully after the fireworks, between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m., the chance of precipitation is 30%. You are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Again, I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of today's show, and every Friday morning between 10 and 11, we are Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help, 908-782-4357, 24/7, 365 days out of the year, with our own programs and services, in addition to collaborating with all the other organizations in the area to provide you with the best solutions to your challenges. Visit us on the web at www.helplinehc.org, helplinehc.org. And I'm here with Carrie Fellows, who is Executive Director of the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. We're having a fantastic conversation about, aren't we lucky to live in Hunterdon County and play here and work here? And she's got the most fascinating job probably of all of us as Executive Director of the Cultural and Heritage Commission, because she knows firsthand where to go first thing tomorrow morning for an exciting event or for a tour of a fantastic historical site. And she's bringing that all together so that not only do we maintain what we already have, but that we refresh it, increase it, enhance it. Really, Carrie, it's amazing. And I just love the fact that that we can give a shout out to what this fabulous county has.
Really, there's so much going on. You know, the other thing you said, how privileged you feel to work with other organizations. We do the same. We do a lot this year with the Chamber, with Community Day. That was a really fun opportunity to get to meet a lot of the organizations and businesses in the community that I knew were there, but I didn't have a name and a face. Mm-hmm. So that was a really good opportunity to, you know, meet some of those folks and see what they offer to our citizens. But also, you know, one of the things that we're going to be doing later this year. Is this a good time to talk about our big event?
Oh, your big event. Well, first, I want you to give the contact information.
Sure.
So for people who have been listening, want more information, this is how you get in contact with the commission. And then I'm going to tease you a little bit, because the event that Carrie's talking about is huge. It is huge. It's exciting. And I personally can't wait to go. But first, how do we get involved in terms of getting the information we need from the commission?
Well, the best way to find us right off the top is either by visiting our Facebook page, which is Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage. And you can link to our Facebook page directly through the website. And the best way to find it, because it's one of those long governmental email website addresses, is visit the Hunterdon County main webpage, which is co.hunterdon.nj.us, and then look for Cultural and Heritage on the sidebar on the left, and you'll get to our webpage.
Let's say that again.
It's co, as in county, .hunterdon.nj.us.
Once you hit it a few times, you'll get used to it and remember it.
Yeah, it's and it's a good one to save because there's so much great information on the county website, who to call for various things. And the county also has the Facebook page as well as some of the individual departments. And we update our Facebook page with things that are of interest to the history and arts community pretty much every day, whether it's somebody's event or program going on at their historic site or a performance that's coming up or a lecture. There's always something on our Facebook page about things that are going on in Hunterdon County. And it's not just the organizations that we re-grant to either. Mm-hmm. Anybody can send me an email, which is cfellows.co.hunterdon.nj.us. And we'll get you hooked up with an email post, especially if you have a Facebook page and I can just share it. That's even
excellent.
Better.
And that's important. I think that people need to know, yeah, we talk about social media all the time, but particularly in the art world, I feel that sometimes, and I will tell you this, I come from a long line of artists, and what I did in Virginia before coming here because my kids were little. I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but I still wanted to be out and about and doing things that weren't necessarily related to my career, but didn't want to, how do I say this? Because I love being a stay-at-home mom. I wanted to stay in the business world. So we had a art studio. We ran a studio that did absolutely everything from paint your own to giving lessons to art supplies to having a gallery. But most importantly for me was that we supported the artists in the area. And we would choose an up-and-coming artist every month, and we would give them their own show and a reception, etc. So this is very important to me that there are organizations and individuals who can, through your website, get connected with the resources that they need, but also that the residents of our county can sort of perk up and start thinking in terms of supporting art, culture, history here in the county. Because again, if we go back to economic development, the business who wants to work here will attract consumers.
Exactly.
By having all of this unbelievable historic cultural opportunities. And I also hope that through looking at your site that they also support those individual artists who are up and coming and one day might be a Picasso.
You never know. You never know.
So that I just had to get that in.
Yeah, and people are certainly welcome to contact me offline and just shoot me an email, give me a call. You can reach me at 908-788-1490, which is my office in the planning department, or 908-237-2010, which is my office in the Cultural Heritage Commission offices in the courthouse. And that way we can connect and I can add you to my email blast list that Susan seems to enjoy, where I send out information that's relevant to these organizations that we're trying to help and support about upcoming events and professional training opportunities, art exhibitions, call for artists, things like that of interest to those communities.
There was one this morning about for artists applying for their own solo show if they are in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a fantastic opportunity. How else would you hear about this? Go to the Cultural and Heritage Commission website and Facebook, and it's just absolutely amazing. So now we are going to talk about this unbelievable event. You know, I look at this and I say, well, salsa night is, you know, pretty darn big. But if you love music, and who doesn't? And if you don't love music, now's the time, I think, with through this event, the Hunterdon County World Music Day 2016. Believe me, there's enough here for you to decide what your appetite is and what the flavor of your music leanings are, because this is amazing. So tell us all about it.
Sure. I first have to give a shout out to one of our newer commissioners, Alan Rigoletto, who is a performing artist he lives in Lambertville. And we heard about him before he was a commissioner, about his interest in the arts and getting more involved in Hunterdon County. And so when we had an opportunity for a new commissioner to apply, my commission chair, Laura Jones, and I invited him up for an interview to talk to him and see if he might be a fit. And we were so blown away by his energy and his ideas that we recommended to the freeholders that they consider appointing him. And indeed they did. And this was his idea that came out of the conversation when we were meeting with him for the first time. And he just, you know, he said, I want to do something. I want to do something big. I want, there's so many.
This is pretty big.
There's so many wonderful musicians in my circle of acquaintance and that I've met professionally, and we could do something that's just phenomenal. And it happened at the time that the commission was looking to, since I came on board, we've been reviewing our old programs and kind of deciding, these are the programs that maybe aren't working for us so well anymore. We need to kind of update and look at some different opportunities and see how we can better serve our constituents. So this really fit in. World Music Day will be October 1st, 2016, at Deer Path Park from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. And Alan has pulled in all these wonderful folks. We're going to have Andy Wasserman, whose specialty is music that heals. He did some senior programs for us in residence facilities this early spring. He will be in one of the pavilions, and he's got so many instruments, he has to rent a van to bring them.
Wow.
And he's great with kids, and he's going to be doing a lot of children's programming that day. And by the way, this program is free and open to the public. There's plenty of parking. This is the same venue that the Parks Division has their Thursday concerts all summer long. They're Under the Stars concerts.
At
Deer Path Park. And by the way, those concerts we're also helping support this year. They're every Thursday, July and August. So make sure you check those out. And they're at Deer Path. It's a beautiful facility. It's up on a hill. There's several pavilions. So Andy Wasserman under one. There's going to be several jam sessions. There's going to be an Irish jam session with Tim Ryan and Daniela Fischetti. And they run a regular jam session in Lambertville. They're coming up to do that. There's going to be an African drum circle. And the great thing about Deer Path is it's big enough that we can kind of isolate the different performance areas so that the African drum circle, which you can imagine will be quite loud,
absolutely,
will be at the
absolutely
furthest distance away. And then the children's activities, and then we'll have things on the main stage.
Wait a second. Back up, because I'm looking at the flyer, and you left out the most important jam session. Given that I play the banjo.
So, yeah, the folk.
The bluegrass.
I'm sorry, that's what Daniela and Tim are doing, is the bluegrass. there's an Irish jam session as well. I forget who's leading that one. But there's going to be a lot of people coming in. And the thing we're also able to offer, because of the facilities at the park, they have a secure area where they can, if they don't want to carry their instrument around all day after they finish their jam session, they can store it And it's going to be monitored and locked. So
that is awesome. So you thought of everything.
Yeah, we really tried to do that. Alan has done this before, not created something on this scale, but he's attended many. So we're going to have food trucks. We're working on that now. We're looking at trying to get as a number of internationally flavored food trucks that will have a variety of food for people, and hopefully something sweet too.
Gotta have something sweet. And you can picnic yourself. You can still bring
a lunch and picnic on the lawn. Enjoy the music.
This is amazing.
It's going to be.
This is an all day event, and I'm looking at the instruments. Just unbelievable. Absolute guitar. Dobro, violin, koto. I don't even know what koto is.
I've never seen one, so I'm looking forward to... We're hoping also to have an instrument petting zoo.
Wow.
Which is an idea we borrowed from Hunterdon Musical Arts, which is another one of our re-grantees, where kids and adults can come up and check out people's instruments that they might never have seen before.
And try them out and see if it's a fit.
Yeah.
You know, you're never too old. Never too old to get involved in the arts, literally involved, whether you learn an instrument or you start to paint. Look at all the celebrities that all of a sudden are becoming incredibly successful as artists. I mean, it's amazing.
Steve Martin comes to mind.
Well, obviously, yes, I am an SNL fan, but... As the first time he ever brought that banjo out, I'm going to age myself, but because he's a banjo player, I have his banjo music. He's got unfortunately, I don't know if it's going to still be on Broadway going forward, but it was nominated Bright Star. Yes, Steve Martin, and just amazing music. If you don't know Steve Martin as a musician, you really have to check him out. But there's an example of somebody who's also a writer.
Sure.
You know, when you have that creativity, it's just absolutely amazing the breadth of what your experience can be. We have to take a break. We're going to give you more information about the World Music Day here in Hunterdon County. This is Hunterdon County's, I think it's a premier music event. I mean, I think it's going to be unbelievable. So we'll be right back with a couple of messages with Carrie Fellows, who is with the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. Almost your gateway to what goes on here in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline and my guest today. It's been a very exciting segment of our show. Carrie Fellows, who is Executive Director of the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, and we've just been excited about all the art, the history of Hunterdon County, some of the well-known, some of the least known, and I'm telling you, if you have nothing planned for this weekend, you should go to their Facebook page and check out what is going on. But I am telling you, this World Music Day 2016 event, Carrie, is absolutely incredible, absolutely incredible. All kinds of music from around the world, live performances, jam sessions, interactive kids programming. It's fun for the whole family. You can picnic all day. Definitely bring a chair or blanket. When is it? October 1st? What is it? Is that a Saturday?
It's a Saturday. Yeah, Saturday from 10 to 5.
10 to 5.
Free parking, free admission.
At Deer Path Park. Jam sessions. This is your opportunity if you are a musician. This is your opportunity if you just love music. This is an opportunity for you to go as a family and truly get bitten, smitten. because all under one sky, this is a fantastic opportunity. Again, free admission. www.h.hcworldmusicday.com. hcworldmusicday, all one word, .org. So it has its own website, Carrie.
That's right, yep.
And if people want more information, is the information at the website?
It's at the website. You can access the World Music Day website either through our website or you can go directly to hcworldmusicday.org. We've got artist profiles on there. There will be the full schedule, I think, was just updated the other day. And you can even hear clips of the music that the artists who are going to be performing that day. So it's a treat.
Well, it is a treat, and I can't wait. But before we get to October, we get to July.
Yay.
And we started out thanking Carrie and the commission for being a sponsor of Salsa Night 2016. We like to think of it as the biggest festival in our area. More than 5,000 people attended last year. We've been doing it for years, and I have to say this year, with the support of the commission and other sponsors, ShopRite, CKO, Kickboxing, the Hunterdon Healthcare Systems, Unity Bank, PSI, Shout, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, we are able to grow this every year, and this year we actually have two bands, which is amazing, Swing Combo and Combo Latino. I'm actually thinking that, you know, we may just end up having a battle of the bands eventually. More food trucks from all over. This, when I say Salsa Night, it's unbelievable because, yes, you know, we have our Hunterdon Hispanos division, but salsa is a combination, Carrie, of so many different ingredients. And that's what Salsa Night is. We have incredible Latino food, but we also have American food. We have so many diverse demos, dancing from salsa to we have a ballet company hopefully coming and is going to do a demo. We also have a demo on kickboxing. I mean, the flavor of Salsa Night truly is all those different ingredients to come together. And it's just become this huge annual happening. I'm just so grateful for your support. And I think this is one of the things that people don't realize when you talk about the regranting and so forth, what you actually accomplish here to support all of us in such a special way.
And we're delighted to support this event. I love what you say about salsa being kind of the sum of its ingredients.
Absolutely.
And with any good food, and salsa is fantastic. I had some last night. with any good food, it takes on, the ingredients take on the flavor of the local community. And I think your Salsa Night takes on the flavor of the Hunterdon community. And like you said, it's not just the Hispanic community, but it's the American community, America, the melting pot
community. All the neighborhoods.
It's all the whole neighborhood. It's a great place to get to know your neighbors. I was so blown away last year watching the videos from the night. Everybody dancing in the street. When do you get to dance in the street? It's such a great thing. And everybody's having a wonderful time.
From young to old, it really, we packed that street. In fact, It's become so big that I was talking to my guys at the DPW and the police department, and they're ready to expand it. So really, they said this is just unbelievable. So a lot of fun, but mostly it's also, as we were talking, when you talk about economic development, the arts, culture, history, it's not just about those that some people think fluff or the bottom of the totem pole when we talk right. about funding. It attracts people. This event brings people to the Main Street businesses. They'll be open for this event as well. This event attracts people to Hunterdon County who might not have thought about moving here, might not have thought about what the benefits are from our county. So very exciting for us. If you want more information about Salsa Night, www.helplinehc.org/salsa-night. All the information is there, along with shout-outs to all our sponsors. Carrie, this is I can go on for another hour. This is so much fun, and I want to invite you back, particularly as we get closer to World Music Day, because it's been great. If you want to reach Carrie, if you want to learn more about the commission, 908-237-2010, and your Facebook page is
Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage.